in warmer areas, and they're going to have smaller body sizes. In colder areas, they have much larger body sizes. And to give you an idea, down here in the Keys, the animals are probably, 400 pounds, 500 pounds. And then up in Scotland, they have recorded a dolphin at 1,300 pounds. I believe around 13 feet long. So over 1,000 pounds and 13 feet long. Whereas our largest dolphin here is Sandy, or longest anyway, and he's a little over 9 feet long. Our heaviest dolphin is around 600 pounds. So it depends on what area that they live in is how big they get. Dolphins are not an endangered species by any means. They're very well represented, at least bottlenose. There are some species that are very threatened or endangered. River dolphins in particular are one of the most endangered species. And then there are, of course, smaller porpoises like the vaquita that are tremendously endangered. But bottlenose dolphins can be found almost throughout the world, with the exception of the polar areas, on almost any coastline. So if you go to a coastline, you're going to eventually see bottlenose dolphin there. Now, one of the neat things that we also do here is in between sessions, we will come down without food or anything. We'll just come down with ourselves. And that is the most reinforcing thing with our dolphins is ourselves. Because what everything here is based on is the relationship, is our relationship with them. We make everything fun down there. We care about who they are and what they like. And we build that relationship. And that is the essence of everything we do. And so in between sessions, we'll run down, we'll play with them. And they come over and they want to play seaweed toss, or they want some back rubs, things like that. And we don't have any food anywhere. It's not about the food. And it's funny how many people will come here and they're like, oh, yeah, it's about the food. And then they're bowled away when they watch us step down on that dock with no food and we're just playing with them. And the dolphins stay for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. There are times where in the summertime it gets really hot. And when you're hot as a dolphin, what you want to do is slim down your blubber layer. You want to thin it out. And so you don't eat as much in the summertime as you do in the wintertime when you're a dolphin. And so there are times where they actually hand their fish back to us. They still want to play. They want to interact with us, but they don't want to eat their fish. And so I think people are really blown away by that. And it's really about the relationship more than anything else.